This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. The New Mexico Department of Health is pausing administration of the single-dose Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine in response to a federal recommendation stemming from reports of potentially dangerous blood clots. Health Secretary Dr. Tracy Collins said today the state and the federal government are acting, quote, out of an abundance of caution. Collins said state officials will share more information as they learn it. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Food and Drug Administration said the federal government was investigating clots in 6 women in the days after vaccination in combination with reduced platelet counts. More than 6.8 million doses of the J&J vaccine have been administered in the U.S. In New Mexico, just over 3% of this week's allocation of vaccine doses included J&J. State health officials said that overall, less than 39,000 J&J doses have been administered in New Mexico. State health officials said scheduled J&J vaccinations will be paused or changed to the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine. People who have received the J&J vaccine who develop severe headache, blurred vision, seizure, abdominal pain, leg pain, or shortness of breath within 3 weeks after vaccination should contact their healthcare provider. New Mexico continues to lead the U.S. in vaccine distribution, with close to 35% of residents 16 and older having been fully vaccinated. The wife of a New Mexico State police officer fatally shot in the line of duty in February has filed a tort claim notice with the state seeking damages, one of the first steps in filing a wrongful death lawsuit. Gabriella Jarrett alleged that her husband, Darian Jarrett, was told to conduct a dangerous traffic stop without backup and was not informed of the details of the investigation leading to his death. The Albuquerque Journal reported yesterday the tort claim notice was filed, but a lawsuit has not yet been filed. New Mexico State police last Friday made public video of the February 4th shooting in southern New Mexico that showed Jarrett pulling over 39-year-old Omar Cueva. Police said Cueva shot Jarrett a few minutes later multiple times, including in the head. New campaign finance filings show that Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's political committee has paid $62,500 to settle allegations by a former campaign employee that he was sexually harassed by the governor. Lujan Grisham's reelection campaign spokesman Jared Leopold today confirmed the settlement involving payments to a law firm representing James Hallinan. Hallinan worked as a spokesman for Lujan Grisham's 2018 campaign for governor and accused Lujan Grisham of dropping water on his crotch and then grabbing his crotch during a meeting of campaign staff. Leopold says the settlement resolves, quote, dubious and disputed potential claims by Hallinan to avoid the distraction and cost of litigation. Lujan Grisham spokeswoman Nora Meyer-Sackett also says the claims made by Hallinan are false and without merit. Hallinan has referred recent questions to his attorneys, Kenneth Stalter and Rachel Berlin Benjamin, who say that any differences between Hallinan and the governor have been resolved and they cannot comment further. Republican congressional nominee and New Mexico State Senator Mark Moores is staking out a campaign platform based on support for the oil and natural gas industry, robust police funding, and taxation issues ahead of a rapid-fire special election. The state Republican Party sees the election as a once-in-a-generation opportunity to recapture an Albuquerque-based congressional seat controlled by Democrats, including Deb Haaland, before her confirmation as Secretary of the Interior Department. Early voting begins May 4th ahead of the June 1st election. Democratic nominee and State Representative Melanie Stansberry says she's firmly focused on responding to the COVID-19 pandemic and rebuilding the state economy, including modernizing the energy sector. It's unclear when candidates might converge for a public debate. This is KUNM.